you got to clean up the penalties. I mean, you still had a bunch of dumb penalties that are just shooting them, this team in the foot. Now, I do realize that some of it came with the makeshift offensive line. A lot of guys were kind of thrust into that position. And though you want to feel sorry for them, this is, you know, this is next man up, man. And you have to be able to go out there and play smart, not get holding calls that, you know, can be counterproductive to a big play that your team has. You have to play smart. They have to cut down on the penalties. And like I said, it's for this team right now, it's like two steps forward, one step back. You see Aiden Childs, three more picks, red zone, especially early in the game, just non-existent. They get into the red zone. And guys, I want to say that, and if you extend the red zone out to about the 25-yard line, they've had six turnovers. Five or six turnovers. It's not conducive to winning football in the Big Ten. And if you watch the Big Ten, Ohio State is the only team that's really going out there and dominating from start to finish. You can't go up against teams like Oregon, teams like, you know, Michigan. You can't go up against those Iowa and shoot yourselves in the foot. You have to play perfect games. And the beauty of it is they kind of get a free square this weekend playing Prairie View. Not to take Prairie View for granted, but this is a game where you need to work on your mistakes. This is a game where you need to fine-tune and tweak things. Why? Because you got Boston College on the road the very next week. So if you're MSU, the penalties, they have to end. Aiden Childs needs to get comfortable in the pocket. And –